the edges.
Right, point.
Yeah. We used to, we used to collect the points to get stuff. Get the points.
It's that time
points.
Again. Yeah.
Para,
ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, classes in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That means you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get an understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it say. Gathering in tiempo, entra para el templo. Del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye como explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah, tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward. Shalom Israel, Most High in Christ, blessed.
Yeah. Shalom, shalom. We started a little low, man.
Man.
Country's a country. Shalom Israel, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we know in the screen, we can't see yourself.
What's happening right now?
That's yeah, how y'all doing? You doing all right? This is the Power Hour here in Arizona.
Yeah.
This is Officer Zakarian with us.
Officer Zara.
Officer Ruvain.
Okay, all praises. We got a good little radio show for y'all. That's just my baby daddy.
For y'all.
That's just my baby daddy. Remember that? And that's an old song right there.
Uh-huh.
Nobody know about that.
Yeah, a lot of them too young for that.
Yeah, for real.
But we want to talk about pretty much, you know, the mindset of the Israelite in these last days. And I'm talking about the Black, Hispanics, Native Americans of how they got developed to bring that baby daddy, baby mama mindset. I'm not getting married. I don't want to, I'll have a kid, but I'm not going to move in with them.
Mm-hmm.
I just remembered it's an old video. I mean, it was a Steve Harvey. It was Steve Harvey and his sister. She wanted to get married, but she didn't want to live in the same house.
Mm. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
She didn't want to live in the same house. She said, hey, and Steve Harvey's looking at her like she had three eyes. Like,
I remember that. That was crazy.
So pretty much, if she was really saying that she wanted to have friends with benefits on the side.
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't want him over.
Smash brother.
Her own freedom.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Smash brothers.
So let's start with that one video right there about the friend. And we're only going to go into the sister's talking. The other brother, he just said some wild stuff. But this is something that, you know, the world be saying, whatever. But go ahead, just play the video. And no sound on the video.
No sound.
No sound at all. The sister started talking from the get-go.
He's fixing it.
Okay.
Y'all be...
There you go.
Calling people y'all friends because you play basketball with them. That's just a you know.
If I've been playing ball with this for 3 years on the same 2 days, how is that not taking time?
You don't know him. You don't know his mama. You don't know his sister. You don't know nothing about these people.
I don't feel it's fair that you, because you do, you feel like you have to be on the ends to consider about somebody a friend. It means that person don't have some sort of loyalty towards me or me towards them, even if I don't know his mother.
This is fucking weird, and you guys build these fake strong relationships on fleeting moments. You don't know if that is a bum. You don't know if it is a axe murderer. All you know is he's suited and booted on Sunday for basketball, and you.
Hey, officer, yeah. Officer this car. Hey, y'all ever see the sister in the body, Jolene, who makes all the
yeah.
posts?
Hey, don't this look like an unrighteous version of her?
Oh man,
it's like the complete opposite, bro. This like the it's like the evil version of Jolene.
Video, with her in it.
We got one on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That looked like a doppelganger.
She
bro,
like she's
that's
it. Do no you, in the face. If she had like a head wrap on,
bro, that's like the evil version of her for sure.
Damn.
But go ahead, play it.
All right, thanks for making the video. But all right, I'll praise it.
You walking around like, yeah, that's my friend, but your friend just murdered 14 people in Crown Heights, and you writing a letter to the judge like, oh, but we play basketball every Sunday. He's such a great teammate. Y'all are stupid.
He averages a double double.
Y'all think I'm dumb?
Oh, we got. Hey, so I brought this up because she getting on the brother because she said that we proved too quick or whatever.
She got that in New York in her. Y'all niggas
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
Y'all stupid.
Damn.
But it works both ways. You know what I mean? I think I personally think the people, typically women are more to get buddy-buddy with sisters and stuff. Men
yeah.
usually have the, like, you know, you said earlier, they have the guard up. We ready to, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know what? I'll play ball with you.
Yeah.
I do it. But the minute you ask for money, the minute you ask, oh.
No, I don't know that Negro.
I don't know him. I've got that people where they say, hey, can you write a letter for my son? He in jail locked up
yeah.
for 20 pounds. Hell no. Bro, I don't even respond to that.
A character letter.
Yeah. I don't know him. I don't know him like that. I saw him 2 or 3 times.
Damn.
You know?
For real.
I don't even know his middle name. Get away from me.
For real.
So let's go to Ciroc. Let's see what the scripture says, because that's what we're here for. We want to know that the mindset of us have been destroyed, but the Bible has to come back in our mind and restore us. Go ahead.
This is the book of Ciroc, chapter 6, verse 7.
Freedom?
If thou wouldest get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit him.
Ooh, so this is something, and we started with this right here because for the first relationship that you make at the get-go is usually with the same sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually the boys stay with boys and the girls stay with boys. But after a while, you start having something with the world calls a boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Right.
But here it's saying proof of friend, right? You got to prove. How are you going to prove them if you already doing things to break the trust or have somebody, like somebody come in, hey, loan me $20.
Mm-hmm.
And I barely know you, bro. I ain't going to let you $20. When am I going to see you again?
That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be with $20 and then be like, where's that brother at? I don't know. He's gone.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Can we get a 1 John 4?
Yep.
Because this is how you prove a friend, right?